Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul. Satan's armies come to kill.
This is war. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is, believe it or not, 1 August 2023. My goodness, how time is flying by. But welcome to this broadcast, wherever you are around the world, and I do mean that. And I want to say a sincere, heartfelt thank you for being there with us almost every night. I mean, I truly mean that. It is such a blessing and such an honor and so humbling to know that people all over this world tune in this program. I pray that we're encouraging you, educating you, maybe helping you understand some things that's happening in the world and maybe in your own personal lives, folks. Our guest tonight is Dr. Judy Mikovits, and if you don't know who she is, you missed out on the treat from a lady that in my mind is one of the bravest people I met in my life. I mean, her courage to stand, her complete candor and honesty with what she says, to me is a badge of honor that she does a very good job of wearing for the glory of God and for His purpose. But I want you all to please know that we do appreciate you. If it weren't for y'all, we wouldn't be here. And as always, donations are really a pain to keep things going with, and you all know that. I mention from time to time, but I hate to. It's hard to pay the bills sometimes, but we're still here. And if God allows, this ministry will be expanding some more in the near future, going on Roku with picture included. I mean, on TV included. I don't understand how that's going to work. I don't know how it's going to work for me. I don't even know how to do it yet. And I don't want anybody to look at me while I'm doing it. But we're going to do it anyway because it seems like that's what people want to do. And God's opened the doors for us. Thanks to Todd, our producer, and some other people. We're going to do our best to do it right for the glory of God. So please stay tuned with us and pray for us that we do the right things at the right time, that the Father may be glorified, that the body of Christ may be edified, and we'll all be encouraged to stand one more day to face this battle ahead of us, folks, because this battle is not getting a whole lot easier every day. It seems like there's more confusion, frustration, anger, building up on both sides of the fence. I guess you say both the right and left side are getting angry, threatening back and forth. I do believe America's going to civil war, just like prophesied by Demetri Dunham many years ago. America is going to civil war. It's coming to that. Satan divides and conquers. Christ warned about that. Said, a house divided cannot stand. Well, our house has been divided on purpose. Satan's doing that on purpose, my friends. And let's pray that our Father will guide us and those that will hear him in the right direction to meet whatever's coming with continued faith and not be discouraged in any of this. And then, as I said, the nice guest, Dr. Judy Mikovits, I got to meet, this has been a couple of years ago, I guess, since this COVID nonsense started. She spoken up and stood out of the crowd and caught flack over it, kicked off an airplane one time because of her stand. But she doesn't quit. She does not quit. Dr. Judy, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, I'm here today.
It is so good to have you. Getting a hold of you anymore is like chasing a greased pig. You hard to grab a hold of, but I'm glad you're finally there. And we could tie you down a little bit tonight to share your information. And I do appreciate you and ladies like you, like Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Madej and all. I appreciate what y'all are doing with your time and efforts. And I know it's cost you money. You're not, you can do very well as a doctor if you want to put everything into it, and as most doctors do, lead people down the little primrose path and get your payday. But you've chosen to stand out and be different from the rest. That's made you a target of the people that don't like the truth. But I'm so honored to have you tonight. And I just want you, if you would tonight, share what's on your heart and mind. And maybe start off with the fact that now that we're seeing more and more news every day coming out from different sources, credible sources every day, about what the COVID jab has done to millions of people all over the world, actually probably billions of people already. I want you to speak freely what's on your mind tonight, Dr. Judy. You go ahead.
Well, sure. I see everything right now in a really positive light. You know, mainly from, yes, we're seeing the sudden deaths. We saw, as we know, from the work of Ed Dowd and others, as far as just counting numbers, that, you know, this shot alone in 2021 killed more millennials, more people between the age of 25 and 44 in that 1 year and a couple of months as the entire Vietnam War. So, yeah, it was and hopefully doesn't continue to be a war, you know, perpetrated on really God-fearing people worldwide. We knew it was a, you know, a war, as you said, of principalities. We know that, you know, Satan here is the ruler of, you know, this earth, but not if we the people simply follow Jesus.
Amen.
You know? And that's been the difficult part, is so many just couldn't believe, you know, that this was truly what we've been saying from the beginning. This wasn't science. It's never had anything to do with science. It's a cult called scientism, you know, and one of the blessings in this war and this is meeting the lovely Christian Patrick Wood. And Patrick Wood, back all the way in 2022, we met on, you know, the Crimes Against Humanity tour, in which the bad guys, you know, didn't make it about the cults and the Fauci, the people who actually committed the crimes against humanity. So, you know, they made it about us. They were trying to come after us and take us out. But,
I want to ask you a question. I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
When this COVID nonsense come out and we start standing against it almost from day one, and we were the June bugs in the chicken coop, everybody's after us. Are you seeing a turn, of events now, where people are starting to realize we weren't so nutty after all?
Oh, well, absolutely. But even more than we weren't so crazy after it all, even, you know, with Plandemic 3, which just premiered in Austin, Texas on June 3rd, and we're going to do a screening here in Ventura at our church, Godspeed Church, with
now tell the folks what that is. Tell the folks what that is.
Ah, well, Plandemic 3 is the third in the series of PlandemicSeries.com. You can download all three for free and show them. But, you know, I did the first Plandemic, you know, unbeknownst to me, God, you know, put me together with Mickey Willis, and we know that story from our book. It was supposed to be a promotional video, A Plague of Corruption, which we started writing with the corruption surrounding the MMR vaccine. And William Thompson, the CDC scientist, confession, if you will, decade or more later, that, yeah, the MMR would hurt certain races, certain cultures, you know, Asians, people of color, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, that the shots, you know, MMR, mumps, measles, rubella, three RNA, mRNA viruses in a single vaccine at a single time in people of color, little boys in particular under the age of 3 years old. They would get autism, neuroimmune disease. Their families were riddled with cancer. And, of course, this was my PhD, you know, work and at the National Cancer Institute for 22 years, where, you know, where we realized what the mechanisms, meaning, you know, God gave us, all humans are created equal. You know, the sun isn't poison. The sun isn't poison. Vitamin D is good for us. Sun doesn't cause skin cancer. The poison we put on our skin causes skin cancer. The sunscreens that were little more than petroleum, you know, oil products. I mean, it's difficult to appreciate, you know, but it's easier now looking back that, you know, the cult called scientism, you know, led by the high priest, Tony Fauci, which started back in the 70s, you know, Plandemic, the very first one with Mickey Willis and me, was basically just saying, you know, HIV never caused AIDS, which my work showed in my PhD thesis of 1991. You know, no, if you keep your innate, which means your God-given immune system, your skin, your nose, your gut, your nasal pharyngeal cavities, your throat, if you keep that innate immune system that responds, you know, innately without thinking, you don't think to breathe, you don't think to sneeze, you don't think to cough, you're getting rid of a poison. So, you know, the movie Plandemic was simply supposed to be a promotional video for the book Plague of Corruption, which I started writing with Kent Heck and Lively when I met Brian Hooker. Dr. Brian Hooker is the fabulous, I mean, just amazing scientist, you know, who never gave up for more than, I'd say, 15 years, dogged, you know, literally William Thompson, the CDC scientist, to, you know, with Freedom of Information Act, tell me, it's clear these things are doing something, tell us. You know, and then one day, the subject of the movie Vaxxed, you know, our, you know, now almost decade relationship with Del Bigtree and all of the people here in California fighting the removal of religious exemptions, you know, SB Senate Bill 277 back in 2011, 2012, you know, I'm kidnapped and held in jail. So by the cult of, you know, Tony Fauci, my charge, we all know now, was fugitive from justice, and justice was Tony Fauci. Well, you know, the good news now, the cult, it's a cult called scientism, has absolutely no basis in science. It's literally, it has been a four decades long experimentation on vulnerable, but also on the strongest in our society. You know, the athletes, the strength, the people, you know, black people have their vitamin D receptors. They sense vitamin D. They can detect, just all of us can detect just a molecule of it. But if you come from Sweden where you never see the sunlight, God amplifies that molecule 1,000 times. And if you live near the equator, if you're a person of color, he decreases that. It acts like a resistor if we're thinking of electricity. But at the end of the day, the same signal is translated to the nucleus of the cell.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the fun of science. And,
yes.
And that science never changes. So this is actually how we got to how we, you know, just sticking with science all along. I'm a 45-year veteran, you know, stepping first into the National Cancer Institute after I graduated from University of Virginia in May 18th of 1980. My first job was June 10th, and my job is just manufacture viruses. We thought for vaccines. We thought for immune therapies that were actually healing, and actually we developed that. But a cult called scientism, and you know, really just pure evil people who we all now recognize. What's so nice about right now is the Great Awakening, Plandemic 3. It's called the Great Awakening, the third in the series, the first May 4th, 2020, that me talking about how HIV never caused AIDS and Mickey's brother was actually killed by AZT. Now we see how millions of people were killed by remdesivir or Paxlovid, and of course it never had anything to do with the monkey virus, the synthetic virus, the gain-of-function virus called SARS-CoV-2 that was never the causative agent of COVID. It was actually injected in every polio vaccine since 2004.
Now, I hope you all heard that. I hope you heard that. That AIDS was post-penis, you know, a homosexual disease, and it was, you know, really, I mean, they really, really sold some bill of goods on that one, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and they killed a lot of gay men and women. They killed them, you know, with the hepatitis B vaccine. That's where HIV came from. It never was the virus Luc Montagnier isolated or Frank Rossetti and I confirmed in the lab in 1982 or 1983. It was gain of function. And now we appreciate how this really deception, you know, I like to use the word deception. It was a deception intended to divide us, but God won. And you can see it through Plandemic 2 was indoctrination, where the brilliant David Martin just showed us how everything was functional forgery, how our literature is literal, our clinical literature, not scientific literature. Gravity is gravity. It's what they told us a drug would do and what it truly did. And the corruption, the deception on our TV set, you know, not ever did we only learn in 2019, not ever was a single shot called a vaccine ever tested in a placebo.
Now, folks, I want you to listen, because this is so important. Now, I'm by no means an expert on this, but I have read and studied this. There hasn't been a true vaccine since the beginning of vaccines that I've confined to be even smallpox. I mean, folks,
you're absolutely correct.
We've been duped for 150 years or longer, and it's gotten worse with each generation. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the problem, you're exactly right. We were duped. You know, and our friends, Brian Hooker, Dr. Suzanne Humphrey, a nephrologist, a kidney specialist, you know, she was there with us in, you know, 15, 14, 13, where we stood in California and we said, you know, you cannot. Force someone to die so you can be comfortable. That's not how the United States of America works. And when then President Ronald Reagan told, when Tony Fauci and pharma went to Ronald Reagan in 1985, 86, when the injuries from the DTP shot were so severe that finally, you know, somebody had to acknowledge the lawsuit got so high that pharma and Fauci went to then-President Reagan and said, remove all liability. Give us immunity for injuries from these vaccines in 1986. Yes. And so that's when the National Vaccine Injury Act and the compensation program, the book is Barbara Lowe Fisher, 1984, A Shot in the Dark. And my favorite environmental lawyer, probably my second favorite, Bobby Kennedy might be my favorite environmental lawyer, but Michael R. Hugo wrote the law, and he helped me with some of my legal cases, my constitutional rights cases, and in exchange, I did a little scientific expertise. I didn't have any money, but I just showed him why all the cancer cases were coming out of Fort Detrick, how the vaccines were causing injuries, and what the gift in all of this is, if we don't inject another shot, if we don't inject another thing, and we actually use oral and mucosal immunization strategies. I've been saying vaccination is not immunization. It's extermination of certain populations, and it's sterilization of essentially everyone. There was no more important shot for sterilization in all vaccines since 1986, since all liability was removed, and not where we had monkey, mouse, cow, aborted beetle, pig, horse, oh, I don't know, baccalovirus, insect,
mRNA. I don't want to keep interrupting you because this is so powerful and so important.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I heard Kennedy say the other day that the jab was made basically to try to lower the population of blacks and Caucasians. I heard him say that, and of course he's laughed at. But I also found out just a while back doing some studying that the sweetener everybody thought was all natural and good for us called stevia is used to stop fertility, to depopulate people. Then they knew that since they started using back 100 years ago. They knew this. Stevia. I mean, I know it's not a vaccine, but we all it's put in sweeteners. It's supposed to be a natural sweetener, but it also cuts back on people's chances of reproducing. Now, this was not an accident by any means. No way. No way.
No, and my friend Dr. Betty Martini has been saying, you know, the sweeteners all the way back to aspartame and, you know, the drink cab, the soda.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
They never took any of those deadly sweeteners. All the sweeteners, you know, I don't know necessarily about stevia, but I know erythritol, and all of a sudden, but they've, you know, that dear woman has been trying to sound the alarm of these sweeteners causing the epidemic of obesity. So it's been such a lie. Anything genetically modified is not of God. We don't need to genetically modify food. God knows food.
You know, absolutely. God,
in God speak right now, we're in the book of Joshua. And last week in Joshua chapter 3, Pastor Rob Escoy was telling us about, basically about harvest and first fruits and the Sabbath day of rest. And you buy everything on 6 days a week, and on Saturday, the manna is not to be saved anymore. The 48 hours, it will spoil, it will rot. You know, we made all of these so-called preservatives. It really is the ultra-processed food. And we know now from the lovely UK doctor, Malhotra, whose father died of sudden adult death. Cardiologist, two generations. You know, they believed, you know, the lies. You know, the science was so... the criminality and the fraud of the science, how it was twisted backwards and just called a different thing. That's why I mentioned that every single polio shot since 2004 had SARS-CoV-2 in it. So you wonder, of course people tested positive for a PCR that said there's a sequence, an expression of the mRNA. Well, that didn't ever mean disease. Nobody got sick except, the little black boys under the age of 3 years old in Atlanta. And that's what was covered up by William Thompson. That's what Andy Wakefield found in like 1999. All you have to do is give one shot at a time, not three mRNA viruses in a single shot, and the risk reduces to white boys from black boys. And so that's today in 2014, August 29th, when I met Dr. Brian Hooker in California here. I mean, who's dumb enough to drive the Friday before Labor Day in the middle of L.A., probably just me. But fortunately, that day I met Dr. Brian Hooker at a Thrive conference, in an autism conference at a hotel. There probably weren't more than 20 people there. My friend Dana Gorman, just Thrive. How do we thrive? in Babylon. This is not about surviving in Babylon. This is thriving in Babylon. And I think of the book I acknowledge in both of our books, Plague of Corruption and Ending Plague, our third book, which came out in 2021. We tell you how to honor a scholar's obligation in age of corruption. We show you back to AIDS how, even though, yeah, they were injecting that HIV and every hepatitis B vaccine. Well, but again, nobody gets hurt.
The more you say, the more interesting this gets. I mean, we could be on for hours, but we can't have that. But how interactive have these vaccines become in our lives? I know diseases and probably sterilization, other things, but can you name some ways that we may not even think about that they've interacted with us and caused us different situations?
Well, I think of plants. I think of our food sources. I think of animals that have been injected. I think of the soil that's depleted of earthworms. I think, and we think, oh, how does that have anything to do with the vaccine? Well, you know, they're going through, they're loaded with mercury, they're loaded with aluminum, they go down the drains, they're aerosolized. Don't go in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it, because, you know, the food there, anything you put in, you dip an egg in chlorine, and you break holes in God's shell, in God's protective mechanism.
I want you, don't go in a pharmacy or a grocery store with a pharmacy in it.
Correct. And go local farmers markets. Do not buy your eggs anywhere from a farmer's market, because they're poisoning that key egg yolk that we need.
At the farmer's market? At the farmer's market or the store?
But go to the store is poisoning. They dip them
in chlorine. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Go to the farmer's market or go to a grocery store without a pharmacy in it. Dip them all in chlorine, those vaccines go right into our food. They go right into our water, as we know from Brian Artist.
Wow.
You know, stop. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Poisoning
That's
of
amazing.
Our food supply.
I take so much for granted where I live. I mean, I get fresh eggs, fresh butter, fresh milk, right out of the cow. You know, I mean, I'm blessed to get that. I truly am. And I take for granted. I shouldn't do that, but I do. So, Dr. Judy, they have got us covered, so to speak, in about every direction, don't they?
Well, but the fun thing is we the people win.
Oh, yeah,
because
we are going to win.
We don't care.
Yes, yes.
We don't care what they do. I mean, they don't have us covered. It's up to you.
What I'm saying is that they should say they have us deceived, to put it that way. They've had us deceived.
Yeah, I mean, now that our eyes are all open.
There you go.
Now that our eyes are all open, it's like, you know, look at how quickly a comedian who walked in a Walmart and said, you know, I'll tuck my parts in this bathing suit, and everybody's like horrified. I mentioned last week, hey, if I have to, I'll do it. But look at if we all just stand up with our own beliefs and we speak with our wallet.
There you go, folks. Hang on to the break. And a lot more talk about. And your questions, if you have any, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Give us a call after the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back for the final segment, the final half. I mean, they were on downhill half already. A nice broadcast to Dr. Judy Mikovits. And I'm going to tell you what, I wish, I really truly mean this, I wish I could sit down with this lady for 2 or 3 or 4 hours and pick her brain and let her share her wisdom with us in different directions. Again, I admire greatly for what she's done and trying to do. And, folks, when we talk about these things and we're showing you what's going on, we're not trying to scare you. That's not the point of it at all. We're trying to open your eyes to the truth so you won't, so you know, will no longer be deceived into making the wrong choices and some things that you can change. I realize we can't change everything. I know that. And I realize by the time we figure some things out sometimes, we're already into the game pretty deep. But we don't go any deeper. It's just like the Mark the Beast system there by, that we're being lured into every day. It started out long before I was born, with Social Security numbers and everything else, and driver's license and pictures and all that, and digital IDs. That's all started long before I even knew what was going on. But we don't go any deeper. I want you, same with health care. Once you realize what you're doing to your food, how they've tricked you with artificial sweeteners, this, for example, and now even Stevia, which I thought was really a good alternative, but it isn't. Look it up for yourself. Check it. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. Whenever I see these things, I realize, Father, unless you help me, unless you keep my eyes open, I don't have a chance. And you know, Dr. Judy, that's why I put my faith in him through Christ, because I don't have a chance without his wisdom and without his direction in my life. And I still mess up because I don't know the truth. He's taken over a lot of years, he's been very patient with me, showing me one thing at a time, one more truth at a time that maybe I was taught wrong or understood wrong. And I've learned one thing, though, trying to grow in Christ, Dr. Judy. It's harder to unlearn something than it is to learn something, if you follow what I'm saying.
That's sure. I'm a PhD and I teach MDs. I'd much rather teach a 12-year-old because those MDs are indoctrinated into what they've been taught, and it's so difficult. Just, you know, it's like, hey, I'm just showing you, if you just look at, you know, we teach a class called the Academy of Abiding Wellness, you know, and we've been teaching it on the real drjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. We have shop.therealdrjudy.com. As we learn, we put healing modalities. We put true immunizations that are oral or on your skin that prevent whatever from bothering you. It's as long as you don't ingest or inject it. I don't know how they spelled it back in Leviticus, you know, whether it was I-N-J-E-C-T or I-N-G-E-S-T. Either way, you don't inject or you don't ingest GMO. Genetically modified is not of God.
Amen.
It's not. God did not make mistakes.
Well, that's
so
exactly
it's
why.
So easy to turn back.
That is exactly why he had destroyed the earth the first time. Man had his DNA modified through the fallen angels. But anyway, we're going to tell folks, we'll get you called just a minute. I promise to get to your phone calls. I promise at 844-769-2944. But, Dr. Judy, with all this, and the more I say this, the more involved it becomes, and I'm not a scientist by any means. I mean, when it comes to understanding a lot of these things, I'm just a little hillbilly is all I am. But how does all this, and especially in the last jab, with all the ingredients in that jab, how's that going to affect people and already affecting people with electronics and different things that's already in use?
We absolutely do see, you know, we see it. More than 30,000 straight-up deaths. We saw Bronny James, an 18-year-old, LeBron James' son, have a heart attack.
Yes, yes.
We see signs on the side of the road, billboards. Myocarditis? Come see us, a 5-year-old on a soccer field. No, you know, people see it. But the point is how easy it is if even Bronny James never gets another shot. And I say never, but what I should say is give us a year. Give us a year and don't get any other shot for a year. And let anybody in the population, and let God work with nutrition. And I mean, don't shoot animals. Don't shoot anybody. Don't shoot anybody with the poisons. And don't go anywhere near that store with a pharmacy in it, because they're just shooting the poisons around the store, and it ends up on your peaches, and it ends up on your plant. You know, it's just there's nothing in there that is good for you. It's all poison. So, hey, be a little creative and go to your neighbors and cook and eat whole foods. Eat one meal a day, not five meals a day. You know, and if we don't get another jab, not another shot, let's just say for a year. Usually I don't have to talk to people more than a year because they're like, oh, man, we didn't die, and these kids are heads, there's tails, and their friends are all sick. It doesn't take more than a year before the parents are sold, before the elderly are sold. And this is what we did in pandemic. We protected the elderly, and they won't get shots. I love your grandmothers and great-grandmothers. It's like, uh-uh, you don't need that. Uh-uh, that's not of God. Uh-uh. We don't do that. You know, stand up, and as we see in Plandemic 3 is the Great Awakening, you know, stand up. Our mothers stood, our grandmothers stood, our grandfathers sometimes stood. You know, stand and say no more and just speak the truth in love. Hey, just walk away. We're not angry. I do disagree. We're not coming to a civil war. They've already tried to divide us. And as you'll see in Plandemic 3, the Great Awakening, that you could see it at Plandemic3.com or PlandemicSeries.com, where you could follow the whole series and just see how God worked a thread with all of us.
And well, I certainly pray you're right on this. Certainly pray right on Civil War. I truly pray you're right. But I believe it's coming, but I pray you're right on that. You know, it's in my Father's hands, and I know that. But the thing that encourages me is, again, the book says we win. And they may be able to kill the body, but they can't touch your soul. And that's the hope we have that most world population doesn't have. They're scared to death of dying. You know, and I tell people all the time, dying doesn't scare me. Living's wearing me out. But, you know, it's just that's who we are. That's what we are. But now, do you foresee a more invasive procedures in the body because of what we've done to the jab as far as 5G and 6G coming in? Do you see that doing more things to people that have got the jab, especially if they got two or three of them?
Well, if they turn back, you know, honestly, no, because we could take down those tires as fast as we put them up.
You're right. If they turn back, but the general public has no idea what we're talking about.
I think they see it. They're seeing what's happening in their families. I know Steve Kirsch, came around when five of his friends, you know, ended up, you know, like dying.
And he's maybe 60-ish.
See, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't work. And then Ed Dowd, you know, a numbers guy, you know, on Wall Street. And all he does is just look at, you know, you killed our workforce. You killed the people, you know, and they drop dead. I'm sorry, but, you know, nobody's getting the next shot or the next shot and the next shot. That's why they have to mandate it. But they don't have to mandate it anymore. In fact, we've now, because of all the heroes like Dr. Ryan Cole and others with the autopsies, a paper came out a couple of weeks ago, the only thing that's killing these people is the shot. So we can get people to stop the shots. People see it now, and I think I think my enthusiasm and my hope is warranted that the worst is behind us. It was a horrible couple of years.
I don't know, but I can't believe that the so-called elite are going to give up because they come so far. I can't imagine not going
to
try something again. Oh, it is up to us. I totally agree with that.
It's up to us.
If
you are pro-life, if you are pro-choice, if you know that every single one of the shots kills an innocent child or aborts a fetus without anything, every single shot did it. All the synthetic RNA, the M manufactured capital M, little M is of God, and we always had that, you know, as far as meaning, even when they injected SARS-CoV-2, the monkey virus since 2004, the mRNA of monkey, our God-given immune system says, I'm not monkey, that's not me. And we just gobble it all up like a Pac-Man. It's pretty easy when your innate immune system is healthy. Well, I know, you know, we've got all of this. So if we, the people, they can't do anything if we do 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Every single person,
honor the Ten Commandments, take the Sabbath rest. There's only one God, and it's not you. There's no other God before you, no idol. You know, you don't take the Lord's name in vain.
If we honor your mother and your father. Yeah, that's true. If we would do that, we win. We would have heaven on earth if we would do that. It'd be beautiful.
I think that was Jesus' idea.
It'd be beautiful. But unfortunately, I don't see that coming. I really don't. I pray, if you're right, I'm going to take you out to an all-natural dinner somewhere and buy you the best I can. But
okay, some catfish would be good.
All right, we can do something. But yeah, this is something that I've seen happen to me. You know, I said during the pandemic that God put the church in the world. But I live in America. He put the church to the test, and the church overall failed it miserably. They all caved in, got vaccinated, shut down their place of worship. While beer joints and strip clubs were allowed to operate, churches were not allowed to operate. We have people like Pastor Pulaski and his son in Canada who who are fighting jail time right now because they wouldn't shut down and stand up, stand for the people. So America, there's some with the jail, but they're not right now being threatened with 10 years or 20 years in jail for what they did. But that's coming to this land, too, if we don't bind together in the name of Christ and stand together. But so in your opinion, do you see then you don't foresee another move by the elite to try to scare people into something else like to do with that with the
COVID? they do it every day, but we laugh at them. Remember how quickly we took down monkeypox? Oh yeah, that would be in that monkey virus you injected every single polio shot. They're trying SB40. Oh yeah, we did SB40 back in the 60s and 70s. We got that. Yeah, they just keep trying it. And I was like, yeah, no, we're good. And as long as we just keep, we're good. Do I see them? Sure. They're on the TV every single night. I choose to turn on, Pink Floyd or Leonard Cohen or play Hallelujah in a few chords. Please the Lord. I'm good. We make the choices.
My escape is going out in the woods and watching my cows graze and talking to God in nature. That's where I get away from all this nonsense and all this pollution noise. Let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Kelly and I were talking about this the other night. Who is the one person that took the entire world down? Would it be Dr. Mangala Fauci? He said social distancing, the whole world social distance. He said the world has a pandemic. He actually scammed them. The whole world accepted it. One person took the entire world down.
That's true.
And if you think about it, I did some research on Mangala Anthony Fauci, if anybody knows what Dr. Mangala was. He was from Germany during World War II, and he butchered people. But if I did some research on him, which I did, good grammar, Fauci actually is a high-level Luciferian. He is a Satan worshiper. He worshiped demon spirits.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Along with Gates and SARS. They all work together. And they are into the dark kingdom heavily. So, those are the things that people don't realize, that when the news media says, hey, we got a pandemic, get your booster shot, and you're going to be safe. Whoops, I'm sorry, you need a second shot. People are not waking up to that.
Well, not in mass yet, and I'm not in mass for sure. But Dr. Judy and Joey, when you can bribe a child to get a shot with a piece of pizza, or give an adult a coupon to go to McDonald's get a cheeseburger to get a shot, that's pretty bad. Or when you have to mandate them to do something that could save their life. I mean, this is people need to see through this.
But that's because they know it was poison. They knew it couldn't save their life.
Of course, that's the whole point.
Just a little bit, Joe, because I'm still standing, and that little weasel Fauci quit. We're still standing, and they all quit.
the faithful few, and Christ said there'll be a few for sure. A few will find it, but the faithful by the grace of God will stand through this. I mean, that's all there is to it. And I know that. And Dr. Judy is absolutely an ambassador for Christ, in the sense that she's trying to get the people to pay attention and take time to repent and seek the face of our Father. And if we don't do that as individuals, we don't have much chance. If a nation doesn't repent, it doesn't have a chance at all. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, one thing, I don't know if Judy's noticed this or not. I've had people, even the medical professional people, who had taken the death shot, and to this day, they regret ever doing it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I met a lot of people that are regretting ever taking the shot, and I get to talking to them about it. And I mentioned, there was a placebo out there, and about 30% of the people didn't get the real McCoy. They got the placebo. And I've heard them say, I hope I, got the placebo. I said, if you didn't get sick, you probably got the placebo.
That's
Judy, have you heard people say the same thing?
Right. Yeah, and we know that. In fact, it was a phase 3 clinical trial, which means you do high, medium, and low dose, and no dose. So you went placebo, 25%, 50%, and 100%. You know, you do a high, medium, and low dose. You have to establish a dose-limiting toxicity in a clinical trial. So, yes, they experimented on us, and that is the good news, that the people that didn't feel anything or didn't experience anything or are still basically okay, note when they get dementia, but don't ever get another shot. You know, that Amen. That right Amen. Now... That gun, that six gun, has five bullets loaded because the boosters, they know where they're sending them. They're sending the hot lots, and they're going to take out the people that got the placebo. We can't be lulled into a complacent.
Amen. Amen. Right. Paul, do you have anything else?
Yeah, one other thing. Would the patient's Bill of Rights, the people, you know, like a constitutional Bill of Rights, there is a patient Bill of Rights. There's like six levels of it. If people could use that, would that help in keeping the next shot away from them?
Oh, absolutely. We've got an affidavit now, a legal document that said, I'm immune, my natural immunity. So we have immunization records that for all the same, everything, not just that shot, flu, Prevnar, childhood. I've had chickenpox. I'm naturally immune. So we're going back to immunization and an affidavit, which is legally binding because we proved the elderly with natural immunity in autopsies did not ever die of COVID or get SARS-CoV-2, express any virus, flu virus, RSV, none of them. So if we just turn away from the injection, 180 degrees. If Fauci, here's how easy it is. I'm not a rocket scientist. Fauci says it, do the opposite, and you will live. That's how easy
right.
it is.
So okay, you're saying that those forms are available to people that want them?
Yes, they're on our website. It's a legal affidavit. All you do is take it to a notary public. You fill out a school, therealdrjudy.com. You'll see it with the constitutional law, 42 U.S.C. 1981, that says you can't be stopped from anything. And then I think another one is 2000. I'm citing from memory what is the legal document that says you can't discriminate. You can't stop me from public places. I'm immune. You know, my immunity exceeds the requirement of the CDC because I will not transmit any of the infectious agents on this list.
So the realdrjudy.com, you can find it. Can find the legal document
yep.
on there. All right, folks,
yep.
you heard
and
that.
And I'll make sure the newsletter focuses. Free newsletter, just sign up, and you'll have it downloadable to your mailbox when school starts.
All right, there, folks. TheRealDrJudy.com. Anything else, Joe?
Nope, that'd be it.
All right, thank you. And, folks, keep
Thanks,
that, write
Joe.
That down. I'm going there myself mm-hmm. and getting that for myself and my wife. Anybody else who wants it, TheRealDrJudy.com. And would I be allowed to offer that through this ministry? If somebody wants a copy, could I mail to them?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, if you don't have a computer, you want to copy this document, I want to do my best to get it ASAP. TheRealDrJudy.com. I will print off for you, and if you'll help pay for postage, which, by the way, went up the other day, 63 cents for a letter now. But if you can't, that's okay. Just say, I need a copy of that. If you can't afford a buck, then don't worry about it. I'll send it to you for free. This is important. Let's band together. Maybe we can't stop the whole flood, but by golly, in the name of Jesus, we can stand against this. And one exciting thing, Dr. Drew, about being in a war when you're surrounded, you shoot in any direction, you're going to hit something. So we just stand in the name of Jesus, we pick out the dragon, we want to slay and go after it. That's all we have to do, right?
Right, exactly.
So that's where we are, folks. TheRealDrJudy.com. I'm going to get that soon, get off the air and get this copy. I can find that. Just what would I type in to find it on there?
Well, it should be right on the top of our newsletter. It'll be in our newsletter again on Sunday, but our free newsletter, it should have been there last Sunday. It'll be right. And then you could also go to FOR, UnitedSolutions.org, and see lots of religious exemptions. It was Shannon Croner who taught me to to do that, to use that document for people who are susceptible. And then speaking of Dr. Shannon Croner, she just wrote a beautiful book that just released it this last week. We did a great launch party. It says, "I'm unvaccinated and that's okay." A children's book so kids don't have to be afraid. Oh, it's fabulous. I've been waiting this whole 3 years to say, "I'm unvaccinated and that's okay." And it's just a beautiful book, illustrated, a kid's book. It takes about a half hour to read it.
I'd love to have a copy of it for my grandchildren. How would I get a copy of that?
You'll see it on our website. I'll mail you one, honey.
All right. I appreciate that.
I'll make sure you get one. Yes,
I would love to have that.
I'm unvaccinated, and that's okay.
I love that.
I got that.
And I'm going to put your legal document, by the way, in September's magazine. I'll put out a free magazine also. I'm going to put a copy of that right in the magazine. People can get right off the magazine. I want this to be spread ASAP as far as possible. You know, my middle son never vaccinated his children, Madison and Isaac. Madison has just about a year and a half ago had my first great-grandson. She's expecting another baby any day. They've never been vaccinated. They were never sick a day in their life, speak of. No ear infection or anything. Neither one, Madison nor Isaac. I just did my grandson's wedding Saturday. He just got married Saturday. And like I said, he's not vaccinated. They both agreed they're not going to vaccinate their children. So you can reach out and touch people, folks. You can change lives if you try. You remember Joyce Riley, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely.
Well, she's the one. I work with her quite a bit on the radio different times. But she's the one that called my middle son and said, "Don't be scared. You're not vaccinating your child. It will help her. It won't harm her." And he didn't vaccinate her. And we're so thankful he didn't. And his wife, he and his wife will not do it. So now we have grandchildren and great-grandchild who are not going to be vaccinated. Matter of fact, my granddaughter left the doctor, a pediatrician, because he kept insisting that she vaccinate the baby. She left that doctor and found one that didn't do that. So I want to thank people like you and for Joyce and all of them for the stand that they've taken. Dr. Judy, you're making a difference. Don't ever think you're not making a difference because you're making a difference. Satan may try to discourage you, but you remember, you're on the winning side, and for whatever it's worth, I'm right there with you in the foxhole.
Thank you, Pastor Bush. It's worth a great deal, and yeah, some days you don't think you're making a difference, so that's why it's always wonderful when you reach out and we can talk, because we all need a little bit of encouragement. We all need, you know, a little kick in the pants now and again to get up and just say, "Hey, let's have some fun. I'm unvaccinated and that's okay."
Well, if you don't mind, go up there, like, call you about 2 minutes, ask a couple of questions if you don't care, if that'll be all right with you.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no worries.
We're down with the last 50 seconds. Dr. Judy, anything else you want to say very quickly?
No, I'm just so delighted that, you know, look back over the 3 years and what you see is God wins, love wins. The churches that did stand, are the others evil? No, but the churches that stood, like mine and yours, speaking the truth. Jesus.
I'll talk to you in a couple minutes, Dr. Judy. God bless you, sis. I'll talk to you again in a little bit. And folks, we love you. Tomorrow night we're going to have a guest on, Bob Kresge, and talking about C60, our great product. The more testimonies, we'll see you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.